Even though you frequently see something, unless you stop to take the time to learn about it or actually take part in it, two things will not wind up happening. You'll never get a full understanding, and what's needed to be done won't get done. Using an example that will help you see this, which my next guest is also here to talk with us about. Salvation Army red kettles are seen everywhere during the Christmas season. Do you know why? How about what the results are when people like you give or volunteer to ring the bells? Here to talk about the importance of the annual Salvation Army Red Kettle Campaign is the divisional commander of the New Jersey Salvation Army, Major Ivan Rock. Thank you for being here today, Major.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Chris, for having me.
And there are several websites in New Jersey, and yes, we have the links over to our page, but New Jersey, newjersey.salvationarmy.org. If you're listening on the stream elsewhere, salvationarmyusa.org. And to see the Red Kettle online activity, onlineredkettle.com. That'll be a starting point for you to get more aware above and beyond what we're going to talk about here with Major Ron. But I guess just for a foundation, Major, how important is the Red Kettle campaign for the Salvation Army's work as we go out of 2016 into 2017?
Oh, the Kettle campaign, our Red Kettle campaign, is one of the most important campaigns that we have throughout the year. And again, you mentioned websites. Thank you for doing that, Chris. Ours is www.salvationarmynj.org. You go there, and there's lots of stories about the kettles and why it's important. But frankly, it allows us, the Salvation Army, to provide the services that we provide, such as feeding and clothing and sheltering and education programs for children. Chris, last year we were able to help 800,000 people in all of our various types of programs. In fact, just with meals alone, we provided over 1 million meals to people who otherwise would have gone hungry. That's why the Kettle campaign is important. It allows people and the Salvation Army to make a difference in people's lives.
It's also a bridge that helps the organization connect with people and people with the organization, because you say Salvation Army, I would guess 80 to 90% of the people would say, I've heard of it. But then if you follow that question up with, okay, what do they do? I don't think you'd get 80 to 90% with a knowledgeable answer. No offense intended to anyone listening right now.
No, Chris, I think you've hit it right on the head right there. So many people know about the Salvation Army, and they know we do good things and have good feelings toward us, which is why I would love for folks to go to our website, as I said, salvationarmynj.org, because there they can learn even more. People often think about the kettle, when they think of the Salvation Army, they think about coming to pick up furniture or clothes. But there's just so much more. We run camp programs and after-school programs and programs for senior citizens and all types of programs that transform people's lives, not only during the holiday season, but year-round, after-school programs, emergency disaster services, food pantries, English as second language programs. And really, one of the things I love about the Salvation Army, Chris, is that every Salvation Army unit, local unit, is different, and that's because every community is different. You know, we don't want a cookie-cutter program in every community. We try very hard to identify what are the greatest needs in our neighborhood right here, and how can we meet those needs.
So the national organization gives the individual chapters the freedom to tailor their work, because, and as well, too, the needs are different, as well as the amount of people power that any individual chapter has. I mean, you always want to have as many people as possible to do as much as possible, but it's, not always going to be the case.
Right. No, you're exactly correct. We are one of our strengths, Chris, is that we're we have the power and the strength of a national organization and the ability to tailor the programming and the services to the specific needs of the community, and as you point out, the resources, but whether it's personnel resources or financial resources. One of the things that's important to us right now, and I appreciate you alluding to this, is that the kettles are so important, and we need people. We need folks to stand on those kettles, to volunteer. That's what makes all the difference for us. So people can go to our website, as I said, salvationarmynj.org, and there they can sign up to volunteer.
So Major Ivan Rock, who is the divisional commander of the New Jersey Salvation Army, salvationarmynj.org, and the kettle action online. You can go to onlineredkettle.com. If you're listening outside of New Jersey on the stream, SalvationArmyUSA.org will be your starting point. Yes, we have the links over to our page, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Let's get into that bell ringing as far as time and time requirements, commitments. What is a person able to step up to do?
You know, it really varies. We have many families who sign up. They sign up as extended families and take a day and a particular location, and they'll go, you know, a couple at a time and stand on the kettle. Sometimes we have individuals sign up for, you know, an afternoon at a particular location. So it really varies on what they're able to give. You know, we have almost 4,000 bell ringers in New Jersey, at least we did last year, and that covered the 1,300 kettle locations. Every indication we have tells us, Chris, that the need is going to be greater this Christmas season and into the coming year. As a result of that, we are really needing our campaign to succeed, and for that reason, we need volunteers. That's the lifeblood of this particular campaign is volunteers to stand on the kettles. And one of the really cool things about doing it is almost without exception, when people sign up to volunteer, to stand on the kettle, to ring a bell, to smile and thank people, they walk away saying that they received more than they gave. People have such warm feelings about the Salvation Army, at least many do, that you hear such wonderful stories of how their lives have been helped and transformed, and people walk away from that volunteer experience feeling absolutely great because they were able to help. So it's a good thing to do. Like I said, a lot of families involved, and boy, it's a great way to help.
So someone can go to SalvationArmyNJ.org, and they can either, if not in their hometown, at least say, I'm available to go to a nearby town and a kettle location to do some bell ringing.
Exactly, yeah. The website has a wonderful mechanism that allows people to sign up for the locations that they like. And if people can't stand and volunteer in that way, we get it, you know, I mean, maybe they want to make a donation. They certainly, we hope they do it in the kettle. We need that to be success. But, you know, something interesting, Chris, is our society is changing. And for that reason, we as an organization, we've been around a long time, as you know, we need to change. People don't carry cash like they used to.
Right.
That has an impact on the kettles. People shop online more than they used to, and that has an impact on kettles, as well as other societal changes. And so, if someone is unable to volunteer their time, or someone you know, is just not able to get out to a kettle, they certainly can give by texting NJ Kettle to 41444. That's all on the website too. But in that way, they can participate and make a difference in someone's life this Christmas season, and do it from the comfort of their own home.
Well, here's an idea for you listening: if you're walking into a store and you see the Salvation Army bell ringer in the red kettle sitting out front, and you don't do cash, you only pay with plastic as you're checking out. What do you have when you're checking out? Right, a cashback option. So you can punch in, I want $5 or $10 in cash back, and on your way out of that store, you drop that in the kettle. Easy to do, and a need is being answered. And think of the fun, too, that for the bell ringers who are out there in all types of weather, by the way. You've seen them. I know you've seen them.
That's right.
To be able to look down and see that kettle filled up with a whole bunch of pictures of presidents. And to know that, for you to know that that simple, easy action, which you're already there, you're going to be walking past them twice, so you don't have an excuse, that you can make a difference just that easy for the work that all year long the Salvation Army in New Jersey and across the country does. Find out more at SalvationArmyNJ.org. Online, it's onlineredkettle.com. If you're listening outside of New Jersey, SalvationArmyUSA.org. We've been joined this morning today by the Divisional Commander of the New Jersey Salvation Army, Major Ivan Rock. Major, Merry Christmas. Best of success with this year's campaign. Thanks for being here.
Chris, thank you so much. We really appreciate your support. God bless you.